God wanted to guide his people across the Jordan River, but a whole generation said no thanks. And 39 years later, after Joshua and Caleb were the only ones previously to want to cross the Jordan, now, finally, in Joshua chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, early in the morning, they set out for the Jordan. Early in the morning, they were excited, they were ready to follow the Lord into new victories and new territories. How ready are you to take that next step forward with the Lord? And as they were getting ready to cross the Jordan, there was a real order to what they were doing. They were all following God, symbolized by the ark, and they were carrying the ark, and the priests were carrying the ark, so the leaders were in front, and then the people were just, you know, a little bit behind that, and then they were going to cross as well. The Jordan was a flood stage, involved lots of faith, but that was the order. God leads. It's God in his leadership. And then the leaders are tuned in. They're ready to serve. It's servant leadership. They're carrying the ark, but they're leading the people, and then the people. If you're in a position of leadership, I heard this phrase recently, be a step ahead of the people, but a step behind the Lord. Following the Lord, letting him lead, but at the same time being courageous and helping lead the people. And together, that's the unity that God designs. An urgent desire to follow him. He leads. Leaders then lead the people, and the people follow united. A new victory. Be a part of that new victory in following the Lord in his sequence, his timing, full of faith.